Welcome back into the Bun Sports Show. It's Friday again, and we are back with David Sears for another installment of the program. And, David, this year's bowl schedule is what we want to discuss today. And it's been lambasted from coast to coast, and I think the most prominent voice coming out against it was Kirk Herbstreit. He talked about the fraud of Northern Illinois claiming a BCS spot, and that they really don't deserve it, above an Oklahoma, a Georgia, an LSU, some of the SEC teams that were left out. Your thoughts on this system and how it got to be this bad, and will it ever change?
Well, I agree. The system is completely broken, and I don't think the playoff will be the panacea that everyone believes it to be. You'll still have teams left out that deserve a bowl when you have the new system. Now, it does open up where the bowls can be independent negotiators. They don't really have to take anybody unless they have a specific contract with a conference. Like we see the Champions Bowl, a.k.a. the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, which have the Big 12 champion versus the SEC champion if they're not involved in the playoff. Orange Bowl has the option to take the ACC champion plus either Notre Dame or another SEC school, whoever's higher ranked. So that'll help give us some better matchups. But when you look at the slot and you see for the Orange Bowl, Northern Illinois, NIU versus Florida State, that just doesn't really wow me. Now, you could get the whole Utah thing where Utah went in and upset Alabama and everyone said that really wouldn't be a game. But I think unless Florida State just doesn't show up, they'll be able to manhandle NIU. There's only really two bowl games outside the national championship game that are interesting at all. When you look at the Fiesta Bowl with Kansas yep. State and Oregon, that game should be offensive highlights. It should probably match last year's Oklahoma State-Stanford game. And then the other bowl that really interests me is the New Year's Eve bowl with the Chick-fil-A bowl with LSU and Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested to see if Mettenberger can progress and finish 2012 on the right foot and get them going towards a very high expectations in 2013. So those two bowls I think are good. But everything else, I'll watch because I'm a college football fan. I would like to see Andy win a bowl game again. I think it would be nice to see him win a bowl. It's the first time they've done back-to-back bowls in school history, so I'll be pulling hard for them in the Music City Bowl. But there's just no real wow factor bowl game that just makes me want to say, I can't miss this bowl.
No.
Part of the problem is you have so many bowls out there. You have 35 bowls, so 70 teams of the 124.
It's horrible.
You go to a bowl game.
No, it is. It's 70.
It used to mean something when you went to a bowl, but now you've got a 6-17 for the second
yep.
straight year going to a bowl game. You've got a 9-3 team sitting at home because they were hoping for a better bowl, and it didn't really materialize for them. So it's really rough to me to sit through 70 bowl games. I mean, 35 bowl games. I think maybe of the 70 teams, you probably have about 40 that are actually deserving of a bowl game. But when you have an 8-5 Big Ten champion taking on a two-loss Stanford in the Rose Bowl, that game, that should be a blowout in all likelihood, especially when you have Barry Alvarez coaching that Wisconsin team who hasn't coached since 2005. So you've got a lot of just teams out there that probably shouldn't be in the bowl or in the tier bowl they're in. You've got a 10-2 SEC team going to a Chick-fil-A bowl. It just blows my mind.
It's pretty bad. They start tomorrow with the Gilden New Mexico Bowl, 12 o'clock with Nevada and Arizona. And then tomorrow afternoon, 3:30, Toledo and Utah State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Well, I agree with you. I mean, the bowls, they've become a joke. The matchups are not good in the BCS and at the top of the bowl pecking order because of all these tie-ins and ridiculous settlements that were made by these conference commissioners and whoever else. You'll have to ask Tim Brando because he knows much more about that than I do. But you're right. Oregon, Kansas State, I think, is definitely the number one most appealing matchup outside of the BCS championship game. I think Texas A&M, Oklahoma is to some degree as well. I agree with you. LSU, Clemson's a must-see at New Year's Eve night game, 6:30 on ESPN, Chick-fil-A Bowl. There, but beyond that, I mean, Georgia, Nebraska. Now, here's the question to you, Sears, and this is the question of the year. Which team is going to show up motivated to play that game?
From the post-game press conferences from the SEC championship game, that Georgia team says they wanted to come out.
Yeah, that's what they said, but...
That's what they said, but I think so. I think they have the leadership there to come out and prove that with Aaron Murray and Jarvis Jones. Nebraska was really embarrassed, but I think that Nebraska may just say, hey, we're in Orlando. Let's have fun. Let's just show up for the football game.
South Carolina.
I have more faith in Mark Richt than I do in Bo Pelini.
Well, yeah, I could say after the game he coached against Alabama 2 weeks ago. You're right. South Carolina, Michigan in the Outback Bowl. Now, do you think Steve Spurrier is real thrilled that he gets to go back to Tampa?
Well, you used to say you can't have spell citrus without UT. I wonder what you can't spell Outback without Outback Steakhouse without USC. So, it's good bowl for South Carolina, considering where they've been. And I know Spurrier wants to take him to that second, to that next step, get him to a BCS level bowl. But I just think there were, South Carolina 10-2, you had Georgia 11-2, you had LSU 10-2, you had A&M 10-2. There were just not enough slots on New Year's Day for those teams. And he's lucky that he's in Tampa, and I think the South Carolina fans are very happy with what he's been able to do. But they're waiting for him to take him to that next step, and I think the ball coach, we saw with the Clemson game, it looks like if that team comes back next year and plays that way all year, we may see a South Carolina team make it to the BCS.
I think another problem, too, is, and I'm a traditionalist, and I like January 1st and what that means, but it's been so, the games have been reduced. This is what we have this year on January 1st. At 11 o'clock, you have Mississippi State, Northwestern, and the Gator Bowl. That'll be interesting to some degree. Purdue, Oklahoma State, in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. You have Georgia, Nebraska, of course, at noon in the Capital One. But, I mean, good matchups. The Outback Bowl, South Carolina, Michigan. But the rest of the day, you have the Rose Bowl, which gets an entire window by itself with Wisconsin and Stanford. You have Northern Illinois and Florida and the Discover, Florida State, excuse me, and the Discover Orange Bowl that night. And both of those are exclusive games. I mean, there's no other game on when they become a blowout or blowouts, and they will. There's no alternative, and I just think that's ridiculous. You should have more matchups. You should have Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Oregon, Kansas State, so you can, or at least put like the Outback Bowl or the Capital One Bowl at night. Why do you have to put them in the morning when most people aren't even awake or still hungover from New Year's Eve?
Well, part of the thing, and you and I both know this, is the worldwide leader in sports has pretty much accumulated every bowl except for the Cotton and the, what's the one in El Paso, the Sun Bowl.
Yes.
They've got every bowl except for those two. So ESPN can pretty much dictate when they want to show them and how they want to do it, and they want to maximize the viewership for each one. A Rose Bowl, it's an antiquated bowl. It's a bowl built on tradition and antiquity, and it's just not what it doesn't mean what it used to mean. So they'll continue believing that 10 and Pac-12 are the two conferences that do it right. Meanwhile, the SEC and Big 12 are the only ones who have won championships since 2005.
And then, of course, the BCS championship on January 7th. We will talk more about that, David Sears and I will, as the weeks progress and we get closer to that matchup. But you don't want to forget the two games that are just most important, the nights before the BCS championship game. You have Pittsburgh and Ole Miss 2 days before. That's at noon on that Saturday before the BCS championship game. That's in the BBVA Compass Bowl.
Totally won't be overshadowed by the first round of the NFL playoffs at all.
That, you have the GoDaddy.com Bowl, which is between Kent State and Arkansas State. Those are the two bowls leading up to the BCS championship game. So we wouldn't, to me, seriously, I'm much more interested in those than, I mean, I don't know who Notre Dame and Alabama are.
Well, that Kent State-Arkansas State game is fun because both head coaches have taken jobs at other schools.
Yes, well, that's true.
Both head coaches saying they want to coach in that bowl for their final thing. So that ought to be a fun bowl to watch to see if both head coaches are there for their squads. But all in all, this bowl slate this year is pretty rough.
It's
watching because we're college football fans, and man, I have to say, there's some horrible games.
And it's pathetic, but I'll tell you this. When you give me the Steelers versus the Texans or whoever in that first weekend of the NFL, it probably won't be the Texans but because they'll have a bye, but whoever it is in that first weekend, AFC wild card game, I'm going to be watching that, not Pittsburgh versus Ole Miss. David, great stuff as always. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you very much, Bun.
Have a good weekend, everyone. I'm Jacob Bunn for the Bunn Sports Show and BunnSports.com. And we will be back soon.